Mohsen Saleh is professor of the Lebanese University, joining us now on the line from Beirut to share his thoughts with us on the situation in Yemen. Mr. Saleh, looking at that report, what awaits Yemen, the future Yemen rather, is a main question here. How valid do you see the concerns of Yemen being under the influence of Saudi Arabia and the U.S.?
Unfortunate that the new government in Yemen is not really serious, probably, about this dialogue or to find a kind of equality between the certain factions in Yemen, especially the Houthis. The Houthis complained from the beginning that there is a discrimination against their region, and the other thing is they are not represented very well in the government, and also they complain from the foreign intervention, especially from the Saudis and the Americans, who are really constructing the new government and giving it orders to do inside internal policies. Now the government is having a problem with the southern part, especially with Al Qaeda and the people who are fighting against the government, especially the new government and the old government. And now the Houthis, they have to make sure, as your reporter said, to make sure that no foreign interventions, and to facilitate the way for the dialogue. They should have a kind of assurance that no discrimination against them will continue.
So when you say that they have to have this assurance that there's no discrimination, that they're not going to see the violence, for instance, that was perpetrated against them at the time of Ali Abdullah Saleh, does that mean that if Saudi Arabia and the United States are not involved in the country's political process, that won't happen?
Any kind of Saudi, especially Saudi interventions, who really intervened and occupied parts of the Yemeni territories and fought against the Houthis, besides the Ali Abdullah Saleh forces who tried to invade the Saudi and this part, this deprived part in Yemen. I guess unless they find this kind of assurance or this kind of facilitation, I guess they would be reluctant to go into such kind of dialogue. They are a waste of time, I guess, if they go to such dialogue without having a credible needs or demands.
Mohsen Saleh, Professor of Lebanese University, on the line with us from Beirut. Thank you very much, sir.